Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, guys. Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast. If you want to hear more than just this highlight from the program, become a Coast Insider, and you can listen to the full episode, plus recent shows covering the mysterious death of Kurt Cobain, the possibility that government may soon reveal the truth about UFOs, and the power of witchcraft as told by an actual practicing witch. Start listening now by heading over to coasttocoastam.com and signing up for Coast Insider.
Now, here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast. We've got a great program for you for the next couple hours as well. Dr. Tony Yoon is back with us, known as America's holistic beauty doc. He's a nationally recognized board-certified plastic surgeon who is considered one of the country's best-known experts in looking younger with or without surgery. His podcast is called The Holistic Plastic Surgery Show. It's the most downloaded plastic surgery podcast in the country. Dr. Yoon has been featured on numerous programs, television shows, including Dr. Oz, The Doctors, Rachel Ray, and so many more. And he's back on Coast to Coast. And he was also a guest of mine on Beyond Belief that you can watch by going to beyondbelief.com. Tony, I'm still getting calls about you. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me on.
You too. Thanks for staying up so late for us as well. And can't believe how fast this year is going, isn't it? My gosh.
Well, we got a lot of great, interesting things to talk about tonight, this morning.
We do. You know, in that story I had right before you came on, this poor girl, she was 10 when she had some surgery. Doctors botched it. $135 million settlement. Sounds like an astronomical amount of money, but if you're paralyzed, who cares, right?
Yeah, and there's so much going on now, especially in my field of plastic surgery, where there are doctors who are doing things that they just are not trained to do. And it's the economy and it's the healthcare market today that's pushing doctors who are trained in other fields to go outside of their training and to perform these operations on patients who really, a lot of them have no idea that these doctors aren't even real plastic surgeons, that they could be OBGYNs or ER doctors. And they perform operations, they botch them, and here we go. Those are things that we see, too.
And some people go to Tijuana for their plastic surgery. Is that a smart thing to do?
Oh, definitely not. And you would think that people would have the common sense to know that if you go overseas, if you go to other countries, third world countries, to save a little bit of money, that you really are putting your life in these people's hands. And the stories that I hear and what I see coming out of these countries is, it's astounding. It shocks you.
And what's your recourse when you're down there and something happens?
Well, that's the thing. And as you may save a couple thousand dollars by going down there, but if you have a complication, don't expect that your health care insurance from the United States is actually going to pay for that. And what could be more scary than being ill in another country in a hospital where you can't even understand what they're saying and you don't even know what they're going to try to bill you for in the end?
Tony, it's even bad when you're in a different state away from your home and you get sick. I can only imagine how bad it is if you're in a different country. My God.
Yeah, I mean, the things I hear from people who are in operating rooms where there are flies buzzing around in the operating room. Yeah, I mean, the help there where people, it's unsanitary. And then you get sick, you have a complication, and now you really are at their mercy because you're sick. There's nothing else you can do. I mean, it really does surprise me what people do in today's day and age just to save a little bit of money.
We're going to get into dangerous plastic surgeries, but Tony, if you would, for the benefit of our listeners, if you could kind of give us an outline of the number of different kinds of cosmetic surgeries there are and what they're there for.
Yeah, I mean, right now there's this boom in non-invasive or minimally invasive procedures. And there isn't as much danger in selling those, although we'll definitely cover that. There are some minimally invasive procedures that can create horrible, horrible problems. But when you get into surgery, and really surgery now, even though the minimally invasive are growing so quickly, surgery still is huge because that's where most of the money is made.
Sure.
And that's where the procedures are really, really getting botched.
And unless you're involved in an accident or something like that and you need some kind of cosmetic surgery, insurance doesn't pick this up, does it?
No, and you can't expect that if you have a complication, your insurance will pick that up either. And that's where it can really, really get hairy. There are some insurance companies that really do watch for these types of things. And if you have a cosmetic procedure by a doctor who botches that procedure, don't expect that when you're in the hospital that those tens of thousands, even hundreds of thousands of dollars that hospital is going to charge you, that your insurance will pay for it. Sometimes it doesn't.
You know, I've got to tell you, too, when people get plastic surgery, sometimes they go back again for some more and more and more. In your circle of people, Tony, what story is out there of somebody who got so much plastic surgery? And shouldn't they get to a point where the doctor says no?
Ideally, they should. The problem is 1% of the population has something called biodysmorphic disorder, or BDD. And this is the same thing that we believe that, let's say, Michael Jackson had. And all these people that you see walking the streets where their faces are grotesquely changed and they look plastic and done and unnatural, a lot of them have dysmorphia. So we think that about 1% of the population has it, but over 10% of plastic surgery patients have it. And studies do show upwards of 30% or more of people who undergo nose jobs have BDD. And this is this idea that if you look in the mirror, you see something very different than what other people see. You know, so other people may see a little bump on your nose that doesn't, that really don't hardly notice at all.
Right.
That patient with BDD, they look in the mirror, and that bump is the size of Mount Rushmore. And they focus on it, and they undergo multiple operations.
Jeez.
To change this that never really was a problem in the first place.
Is it like someone who's anorexic where they, they're very, very thin, but to them, when they look in the mirror, they're overweight?
Yeah, that's a very good analogy because it is very, very similar. And it's this psychiatric condition where the insight is very poor. And what we mean by that is that people who have it do not realize that they have it, So you may try to tell them that, hey, look, you look fine, you look normal. They don't understand what's wrong with you that you can't see it. It'd be like somebody telling you, oh, the sun does not rise in the morning. Like, it just, of course it does. It just, it's it's reality, but for them, their reality is that they have this deformity that we just can't see.
Is it safe to say, and we're going to get into specifics, but that all kinds of surgeries are dangerous?
Yes. And so if a patient asks me, hey, what's the worst thing that can happen if I have surgery? We have to start with death, because you can die from any type of operation, even something that, for example, people die from colonoscopies. You know, that's not even surgery. It's the anesthesia.
I had a friend, Tony, who went in for a colonoscopy. He's an ophthalmologist in St. Louis. He's an eye doctor, and his buddy, a surgeon, I guess he would be an expert in he would, what would he be? What do you call a surgeon?
A colonoscopy is typically done by gastroenterologist.
A gastro, okay. Yep. So he goes to his friend who's a gastro, and the guy punctures his intestine, and they had to remove it. They had to take it out and bathe it for a week. This poor guy was stitched up, and then he got an infection. He's alive, but, I mean, a lot of people get sick from surgery infections, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, that's something that we are seeing more and more now, and you've done a great job with covering some of these types of things on your show where, you know, there's so many antibiotics that we're getting and that are being given to, let's say, animals that we're eating, and so there's all this antibiotic resistance that really nobody's paying much attention to. You know, upwards of 40% or more of the antibiotics that are actually given throughout the country are given even to animals, to farm animals, and we're ingesting that as we're eating food, and that's causing all this antibiotic resistance. And there are certain bugs out there that literally there's just two or three antibiotics that we have that will treat it. And once those bugs become resistant to those two or three antibiotics, God knows what we're going to do. It is definitely getting scary.
Some people are addicted to plastic surgery, and they just can't stop, can they?
Oh, my gosh. I see it every single day. And the patients that will come into the office, and you and I may look at them and say, oh, my gosh, what are you doing to your face? And it's like these patients with BED, they just don't see it. And I do think that it's something that you see a lot in California. You see it in Beverly Hills.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
And plastic surgery has almost become a situation like a fancy handbag where, you know, it's a society thing where if you look done in certain social circles, it shows that you have a lot of money, that you have money to spend, like an expensive car or an expensive bag.
Let's talk about some of the most dangerous plastic surgeries. We'll take calls next hour with you, Tony. In your opinion, what are some of the most dangerous types of plastic surgery?
So there was recently, literally yesterday, there was an advisory sent to all board-certified plastic surgeons warning them about the incredibly high death rate surgery. It's called Brazilian butt lift, where you inject fat into the buttocks.
A butt lift?
It's called a Brazilian butt lift.
Tony, we can't say this on the radio.
Fastest growing plastic surgery in the United States. And we see this, it is done in young people, typically young women, where they basically want a big butt. And fat is taken from one part of the body and injected into the buttocks. And this is, once again, it's the fastest growing operation. But what we are finding is that the death rate is unacceptable.
What's so dangerous? Well, first of all, whether one agrees with that kind of surgery or not is another question. But what's so dangerous about an injection like that or surgery that they would die from it?
So fat is injected then into the buttocks, and the veins of the buttocks are some of the largest veins in the entire body. And it used to be that we used to think that, oh, if you don't inject the fat directly into a vein, it's not going to go into the bloodstream. And what we're finding is that that is actually not true. We're finding that 1 out of 3,000 patients who undergo this operation, which is the highest number of any plastic surgery ever, are dying from it. And you don't even have to inject the fat into the vein. You just have to inject it into the muscle of the buttocks. And when there's so much fat injected, because somebody wants that large of a booty, basically, that the fat can actually enter tiny tears through those veins, go into the bloodstream, and cause a person to die almost immediately.
Gee, is it like a blood clot or something?
Yeah, exactly. It's a fat embolism. So you get this large amount of fat that enters the bloodstream. And once again, it doesn't even have to be injected into the bloodstream for this to happen. It can actually go through the little holes in the veins, and it goes into the heart, it goes into your lungs, and people die from it almost immediately.
So the person's probably lying on their stomach, they're getting the injection, they feel fine, and then all of a sudden they're dead.
Well, usually this is done under a general anesthetic. But quite often in today's society, because this is one of the most popular surgeries that we see on Instagram, on Snapchat, on social media. God.
What's it cost, by the way?
The cost can be anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000.
Okay.
And typically it's done on young women who want large booties, basically. It's done on Snapchat. It's done on social media. It's huge on social media.
How long does the fat last in their system?
It basically, when you get that much fat into your bloodstream, It goes to your lungs, and it acts as basically a clot, and you cannot breathe afterwards, and people basically, the oxygen content in their blood drops down, and they die literally within minutes.
Now, in this warning to all of you, are they saying stop doing this procedure, or what are they saying?
Basically, they're saying that this is what's happening, this is how it's happening, and if you're going to do this operation, do not inject fat into the muscle of the buttocks. Inject it into the fat of the buttocks. But the problem is that a lot of surgeons who are doing this operation aren't even real plastic surgeons, and they probably don't even know that they're injecting it
into
the muscle.
They don't know the difference at all, do they?
Exactly. And this warning goes out to only board-certified plastic surgeons. It's not going out to those OBGYNs that are performing this operation, the dermatologists, those people who are doing it who aren't even trained in plastic surgery, which there are thousands of doctors out there that are doing this.
How many doctors, good plastic surgeons, will stop this practice?
That's what I have done. You know, I basically have told my patients, I'm not doing this operation.
And I bet, you know, I'm not going to get into your finances, but I bet it was pretty profitable, wasn't it?
Oh, this is a huge money-making surgery for me and for many, many other doctors. And luckily, I've never had a patient that this has happened to, but one out of 3,000 patients, that is an incredible number. Now, typically, when you look at plastic surgery, 1 out of 50,000 is technically, studies show, the mortality rate. We're at 1 out of 3,000. That's only the ones that are actually reported. So I would expect that number is probably much, much higher than 1 out of 3,000.
My gosh, it's unbelievable.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, guys. Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.